Today, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is campaigning in New Hampshire. He's one of just two GOP presidential candidates scheduled to visit the state this week. The other is former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The relatively quiet week in the national GOP presidential politics in New Hampshire is masking turmoil in state GOP politics. The Union Leader, New Hampshire's most widely read newspaper, is calling for the resignation of GOP State Party Chairman Jack Kimball, a Tea Partier embroiled in some controversies who's been struggling to raise money for Republicans in New Hampshire. Joining us this morning to talk about the disarray in New Hampshire's GOP is former party chairman Fergus Cullen. Mr. Cullen, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Let me ask you, what's going on within the Republican Party in New Hampshire? What's driving the divisions within the party right now?
Well, the new chairman, a man named Jack Kimball, is an authentic product of the Tea Party. He ran for governor last year, but he was a political newcomer. He'd never been active politically before, but he did have a strong connection with Tea Party activists. So part of the tension is blending the old with the new.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of the new Tea Party activists have not been involved in the party before, and when Chairman Kimball ran for the office, he was not the establishment candidate. He won the election narrowly, and in the last 7 months, he has really struggled, I think, to bring the old-line establishment traditional Republicans into being active supporters at the party level.
You know, is this Jack Kimball's problem, or is it a problem within the New Hampshire Republican Party? The struggle between the old line activists and these new Tea Partiers?
Well, it is something that's playing out in congressional districts. We saw it with the recent debate over the debt ceiling, for example. But political parties are in a period of decline, and that's both parties, Republicans and Democrats. You know, campaign finance rules now incentivize donors to support candidates first, independent groups like maybe Karl Rove's Crossroads second, and political parties a distant third, if that. That's not Jack's fault, but it is creating the problem where the party is also fiscally bankrupt in terms of, you know, struggling to pay its own bills, let alone support party candidates. And that's been a challenge for Jack as well.
There are people who say that if you can't raise money, if the Republican Party in New Hampshire can't raise money during a presidential primary year, then it can't raise money, period.
Well, that is part of the concern. But, you know, name me a state party, either party, in any state that's really doing well financially. Again, you know, these trends are not Jack's fault, but how he's dealing with them is also drawing some perhaps extra criticism.
The Republicans in New Hampshire did very well in legislative elections last year, targeting the governor's office next year. Is all of this affecting the party's hopes of capturing the governor's office?
Well, you know, New Hampshire Governor John Lynch is serving his fourth term. That's unprecedented. He continues to be basically well-regarded and has high favorability ratings even among Republicans. That's a political fact, and that's going to be a challenge for any candidate. It is true. Republicans swept basically everything they sought in New Hampshire last year, but New Hampshire has been subject to huge political swings in the last couple elections. 2006, 2008, Democrats won everything. 2010, Republicans won everything. I think there's a perception that things will probably swing back at least a little next year, and the Republicans will probably not be quite as strong in terms of numbers as they were last year.
As we understand it, Republican Party Treasurer Robert Scott has called for a meeting of the party's executive committee tomorrow to fire Jack Kimball. He's replied that under party rules, the committee can't meet until September 1st. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, well, there is going to be a meeting of the executive committee, and there are two new challenges that have happened. One was that the chairman, Jack Kimball, was photographed signing a petition trying to help the Libertarian Party get a line on the ballot. Well, that's fine if you're a regular citizen, but as chairman of the Republican Party, it's not his job to give assistance to another party. So that's created a problem for him. And then last week, he also fired the party's executive director, someone he had hired just 6 months ago, a man who is generally well-known and well-regarded by a lot of activists. So now the chairman is facing a full-blown rebellion among his own executive committee.
So you think Kimball's out?
Well, we'll see. There are frantic negotiations going on right now about what changes might need to be made. Also, last Friday, the New Hampshire union leader editorialized saying it was time to go, calling him the wrong person at the wrong time.
Fergus Cullen, chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party from 2007 through 2008, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Okay, Bob, thank you.
Fergus Cullen now runs a consulting company and is director of the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, a Connecticut-based think tank with Republican ties.